Having hacked the email of the head of the Medical Service of Military Unit No. 75387 of the 960th Assault Aviation Regiment of the Russian Federation, the activists and hackers managed to identify more than 150 servicemen of this unit. Cyber resistance hacktivists exclusively sent informed Napalm Volunteer Intelligence Community the data of correspondences and references from the work email of Lieutenant Sviatoslav Filatov, the head of the medical service of the specified military unit. He had an email with the address bondjamesbond007@bk.ru and used it to send various medical certificates with data of the personnel of military unit number 75387. Thanks to this, it was possible to identify more than 150 servicemen and several civilian employees of the 960th Assault Aviation Regiment of the Russian Federation, including 74 officers. In particular, the medical certificates of each of the occupants had to be studied. In this way, informed Napalm volunteers managed to compile a table with a list of the personnel of military unit number 75387. The degree of personal involvement of each of them in the commission of war crimes in the territory of Ukraine, except for the regiment commander, his deputies and senior officers, who gave orders to destroy military and civilian objects, should still be established, the activists say. The entire list of more than 150 servicemen was also entered into the Myrotvorets database where every Russian serviceman can find himself by searching. As a reminder, at the end of March, the Informed Napalm project with the assistance of cyber resistance Ukrainian hackers established the identity of the occupier who gave the order to bomb the Mariupol Drama Theater. He turned out to be Colonel Sergei Atrashenko, a native of the town of Ovrich in Zhytomyr region. The Russian war criminal is the commander of military unit number 75387 of the 960th Assault Aviation Regiment of the Russian Federation, which is stationed at the airfield on the outskirts of the town of Primorsko-Aktarsk. Bodin Marushiak.